KSKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I got a choice of Pablo Cruz here.
I like this one.
You like this one?
Yeah, I love this one.
Everybody vote on this. You like this one,
yeah,
Buzz?
Agreed.
I think it's a little pitchy. What do you think, Rob?
I think it's nice. I think they brought it out at the end.
It's summery.
Okay.
Hello!
I think he's going to be a big star.
We'll go with it, Paula.
Hello!
Let's open the door and then there you go. Now, hello everybody. Oh, let's see, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. You know, I don't know. It's a good song, but we gotta have something bigger and fuller,
stronger. Well, there are more up tempo Pablo Cruz, more powerful. Perhaps.
It gets wimpy in the middle.
It really does.
Yeah.
Oh, it was used to sell Celebrex, wasn't it?
Love will find a way.
Well, when they say when they get to the verse,
is that
once
the one?
You get
the Don and Mike Show.
Rob takes it.
I do. Hold on, that's the same cut.
It's the same.
No, wow. I think that was different.
Where are you at, Pablo?
I can't come to the front right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now this is a different one.
Yeah,
this is a good one. You like this one, Mike?
Not as much as the last one.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Isn't there one more?
Yeah. Not even a bigger hit?
Not on this list. No, these are their two big hits. What you going to do, and Love Will Find a Way.
What about I Go to Rio?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Pomo.
I love that one.
That is my favorite Pablo Cruz song.
You know who wrote it?
Who?
Peter Allen.
Oh, no.
Pomo.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
You think?
Yeah, Peter Allen had a version of it. They did
a
remake of that.
Peter Allen had a version that was played on the radio, right?
There you go.
I have the 45. Right. I'll loan it to you.
Thank you.
Will today be the day that we start with spiders and snakes, then?
Stafford?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't go wrong.
You sure? Yeah, why not?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
It's just got more music behind it. It's better with all the hellos and the...
It's everything. More
fun. Hi there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes,
hello to you.
Hello.
I know Gallagher, thanks you.
Who wrote this?
Gallagher and Jim Stafford. Yeah. Though Gallagher, not on the label.
Gallagher wrote it while Jim Stafford was on the tennis court.
Just made me take
sleeping.
It off.
No, drinking.
Just made me take it off.
Really?
Okay.
That's all it took.
You know, now I don't know if in the opening song, it's a different song every day.
Yes.
Should it be a song that demonstrates how hip we are, that we're hipper than the room?
No,
should it be one of those, oh my God, songs? Should it be a song that has a strong, dynamic opening?
Or
who cares if it's just a piece of crap song, but we love it?
Well, I think you got to play what you love and be true to yourself.
And love what you play.
And if we like it too, that's a bonus.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No,
I think you're gonna dig it, Mike.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's your bonus.
Are you with me?
Absolutely.
Hello, America.
Am I a fool?
Exactly. We all put our hands around our shoulders and sway back and forth.
I've got in front of me, really, literally, maybe 500 of the greatest songs ever recorded.
Right.
To anyone that would be a great start to a radio show.
Right, fun.
Yeah. We'll go with Hurricane Smith right here. He's good. You know who loves him?
How's your mother-in-law?
How's your wife pain?
How's your recurrent music? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nightmarishly Elastic. And all the
the Simpson scene. I just heard about it. America's favorite disobedient Cessna pilot,
yes.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, baby, I know.
Now, Buzz, are you singing to this? You're just mouthing the words.
I'm just tapping along.
You're just lip syncing.
Yeah. Oh, hi there, everybody.
Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, let's start the show.
Ooh. But anyway.
That's pretty.
Hi.
Lovely.
Donna Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
051105.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Great sax on the one.
Yeah.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and Mexico, 800-636-1067. Again, if you're among the chosen few listening on WJFK-FM.
Chosen.
Yeah. Chosen by God, call 202-432-1067.
Yes, oh, baby, I know.
What a horrible song.
Such a bad song. But I gotta be honest, I love it. But I love it that if I heard it on the radio, I'd love it for about 30 seconds and change the station. However,
would you?
If I was like in a car with you guys or in a room with you guys, I'd do it just like we're doing.
Yeah.
I'd talk and then I'd go, oh, hold on. Here comes a good part right here, this song.
But anyway, what would you say?
Is this song like 15 minutes long?
No, it's like, I think it's under three.
It seems so much longer.
This is a producer, whoever made this record, who heard this guy sing and they said, do everything you can to mask his voice.
And maybe that's why I like it, because you know I like the big overproduced
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
So that's today's opening song.
Well,
that's your time capsule. Obey, what would you say? From his album, My Greatest Hit by Hurricane Smith.
I liked it.
And this is the Don and Mike Show, and we take phone calls and junk, and hello, Don and Mike Show. Here's a phone call and junk right now. Hello.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what about the girl from Ipanema? I really miss that.
The girl from Ipanema is so, so 10 years ago.
But what a delightful arrangement.
At least timeless. For us.
Timeless classic. Delightful arrangement that you had.
So 10 years ago. When the girl from Ipanema really was a song that the cavemen
right
originally wrote on their walls. That's old, that song.
It's a very old song. It's been redone a bunch of times. We played a lovely little instrumental version of it.
Listen, before we get going here, a lot of stuff to talk about. I've got an update for you about Blind Chicks.
Yes.
That I thought about it.
All right.
And I've been with two.
Two.
Now that I think,
winner.
And maybe there's someone out there in the audience today, an old buddy of a buddy of mine who maybe could back me up on it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. His name is Shotgun Mark Rivers.
Okay.
He's been on the show before. I think he listens to us in Wichita, where he works in computer software now.
Mm-hmm. Ah, good for him.
This is going back to, because I got home last night and thought long and hard about it. No pun intended.
You had another liaison with a blind woman?
Yes. And I believe that Shotgun Mark was there.
In the room?
Oh, my.
No, in the apartment.
Did she know?
In the apartment.
I thought there when you had to have to hit that tape. Again.
In the apartment with the other he had a girl too.
I see. So she knew. Your girl, your blind girl in
this
case knew. How did you forget this yesterday? There were others.
Mike, see, here's the thing. I blocked this part of my life out. There was a time really when I was coming up the radio ladder, again, no pun intended, mm-hmm. when I would actually count the number of chicks that I had sex with off the telephone. You know, I'm not... What, Rob?
I was going to ask, when Rivers was with the girl, what was her affliction?
He was with a different girl.
But had she an affliction?
Did she have a... Is it safe to say you weren't all that discriminating then during that period of time?
God, no. Not at all.
Right.
I told you, I think... Jesus, when I got a job in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Right.
Wisconsin.
It was
that deal where they would let you stay in a hotel for 3 days while you found a place to live.
Right.
So the very first night I was on the air, I was, Jesus, this is between 16 and 17, okay?
Wow.
So I'm on the air the first night. I picked up some chick on the phone. Turns out she's a woman about as old as my mom.
Oh, my.
At the time. But I loved it.
Right.
Because
you're becoming a man with sex.
you know, you're meeting these girls.
It was a different time.
And also back, I remember this, the year was 1976.
Wow.
Summer of 76.
Uh-huh. I was a junior in high school.
I was 17. I was doing 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at WROK in Rockford, Illinois. Shotgun Mark did 6 to 10. He was my good buddy.
Right.
I don't remember if we got with these girls in the K-Rock...
DJ Lounge?
Well, the F-Truck.
The van.
We called it the, because it rhymed.
Right.
The F-Truck.
Right.
Because the station had a big, gigantic remote studio. One of those things where...
Oh, so it was like kind of like an RV.
Yeah. Had a little bedroom in it. I think that that's where the girls first came by, and then we went to their apartment. But I definitely remember now, one of them is blind. If Shotgun Mark is listening...
You got the blind one.
Call in. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was with the blind one. That I do remember.
Was she attractive?
That I don't remember.
You don't remember.
He was 17 and horny.
I was thinking back to, you know, because at that point, and I don't remember what
were
number.
They older? Do you remember? Were they older women?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Not as old as the lady in Apple.
It was old enough to be your mother.
Yeah. These were a regular. As a matter of fact, one of them might have been a teacher.
Good times, good times, good times, good times.
So anyway, Shotgun Mark, if you're out there listening to anybody.
Now, that's not to be confused with Shotgun Tom.
Right, different shotguns. Hello, Don and Mike Joe. But he could verify
or
that
Shotgun
story.
Or Shotgun Red.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Okay, hello. What am I, chop meat?
Don?
Yes, what?
I think with this show opening business, do you realize you're kind of gravitating towards groaner songs?
Groaner songs. Interesting.
Why don't you gravitate towards my gonads?
Return of groaners.
No, listen. My friend. You can try to bait me into this.
Yeah.
But the groaners will be gone. But they will be back at a time years, months from now when you've forgotten about them.
Which, I have a question for you regarding...
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Big Billy Big Voice. Which will happen first, Groaners revisiting Groaners or another Absinthe show?
The Absinthe show.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Groaners are not coming back.
Well, that doesn't give me a timetable, but I hope. Hi, Billy Big Boys. When we do the Absinthe show, I'll talk to you all day.
See you later. Thank you for the call.
I'll be in the
Thanks.
Actor
love
room.
You.
Thanks. Did you say love you?
I yes, think I did.
Hello.
He did okay. say that.
All right, just so that's on the record. Okay, Shotgun Mark, if you're out there in Wichita, call in. We got to talk about that night.
I can't wait.
And I got a guy who could be
and
a
And you
witness.
Wanted to call him because you wanted to fill in the blanks. You're
Yes.
So to speak.
To be 100% my hand on the Bible, he might have had the blind girl that night, and I might not. I might have had the teacher.
He could help clear this up.
But I think she was.